This week's episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers rents premium strollers in the Orlando area. Whether it be a single, double, or special needs, they can help you out. Kingdom Strollers is also Disney approved, which means they can deliver directly to your hotel and pick it up when you're done. The next time you're headed to the Orlando area, don't pay extra to fly with your stroller. Save that room in your trunk for those extra pair of tennis shoes you'll know you'll need. Contact our friends over at Kingdom Strollers at www.kingdomstrollers.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast. A place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 301 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed, and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to be doing a Sounds from the Parks. But before we get to that, I wanted to thank everybody who took the time to listen to last week's show, number 300, and send us emails and messages congratulating us. We really appreciate it. If you haven't had a chance to listen to 300, give it a shot. We did the show where we brought on a lot of our co-hosts, and we discussed our origin stories. We also discussed a lot of different things Disney. What was also cool is we got to talk about some of the great guests that we've had on in the past years. There were some incredible ones, and we all had our favorites, as I'm sure you guys do too. We then finished up with a really, really cool Disney version of Truth and Dare that we threw at our co-hosts. So it was a pretty fun show. This week, though, 301, we're going to start the new century with the Sounds from the Parks. And what we're going to do this week is O Canada. Now, you might have heard there's a bunch of rumors going around about what's going to be happening to O Canada, the attraction at Epcot in the Canada Pavilion. Now, it's been a great movie for all these years, and it's actually closed right now. I think it closed the first week of August, and it's going to be closed for refurbishments. The official word is from Disney is that it's going to be a movie change. Actually, what they said is they're going to add segments to the movie. So there's going to be a lot of stuff, hopefully, that we've seen before and an extra stuff added. Plus, on top of that, they're going to be improving the projections. So maybe we won't have those big cuts between the different screens where you see the projectors coming out to shine across. Now, in lieu of that, they're going to be using the Canada Pavilion and actually that whole movie room as a food and wine festival area. So they're going to be having people in there. So while O Canada is down for refurbishments, and we kind of missed this a couple weeks ago when we did our preview for food and wine, I know we talked about the Appleseed Orchard Marketplace, but we didn't really catch where it was going to be, and that's what's going to be inside there. So I can't wait to see what it's going to look like and how much of the Canadian Pavilion we actually get to see while the refurbishments are going on. I have seen some pictures, and this is the second week of August, where there are different, I guess, you know how they cover up different buildings with that tarp so you can't see what's going on behind it? So that is up now, and they are doing some work already up top. So we'll have to see what's going to go on over there. Okay, guys, so what we're going to do is we're going to, as a tribute to O Canada, since we don't know what we're going to get when it opens back up again, is we're going to bring you tonight both versions of it. The original O Canada version that opened up with the pavilion itself, and then the Martin Short update. So listen to both, and let me know what you think is the better version. The original version from 1982, or the updated version they put out there in 2007. I think they're both good in their ways they are. The older version definitely sounds like the old type of, Disney travel information type movies, as opposed to laughing hysterically with Martin Short in the second version. And they both show beautiful, beautiful parts of Canada, and you hear a lot of great stuff. So I think they're equally well off. I think they're great presentations. They're just different. So what do you guys think? Let's listen in and decide for yourselves. Without further ado, O Canada.
We are people of Canada. People of many origins. People from different parts of a country that is both vast and varied. from the Maritimes, along the rocky coasts of the North Atlantic. From Quebec, with its French heritage and joie de vivre. From Ontario, the most populated and industrialized province of all. From the plains and prairies of the heartland, where we tend vast fields of grain. From the mountains and the shores of the west and the tundra of the far north. But most of all, we are Canadians. We bid you welcome. Journey with us now through the color and the contrast of our magnificent land, where the past and the future are an inseparable part of the present.
And everything about her be part of life down east in the Maritimes. Some of us still harvest the waters like our fathers did, and our sons will do the same. And we lives by the tides too, especially round Fundy Bay, where they can run 30, 40 feet from low water to high. Oh yeah, we've known the sea in some mighty proud ships, but there's none prouder than our own Blue Nose.
In the province du Québec, our largest city is Montréal. Ah, Montréal, que c'est beau Montréal. Very cosmopolitan, a center for the commerce and the arts, most modern in every way. But in her heart, she still remains all that is French-Canadian.
Only a stone's throw from any city in Canada, there's the great outdoors. You can be part of nature out here and see life in the wild all around you.
Thank you. When it comes roundup time in Canada, we do some downright unusual herding, eh? And we got the latest ways of doing it, too. But we haven't forgot the old ways, either. Out west, there's no gradual change from plains to mountains, eh? The Canadian Rockies rise straight up like a granite wall. And all of a sudden, you're into some of the prettiest scenery you'll ever see.
When winter comes to Canada, it doesn't come gently, but it does bring special rewards. Times when days are crisp and clear, when shadows are sharp and sunlight sparkles. Times for sport in the ice and snow.
With winter's end, the spring thaw brings out a special beauty in our cities. And you can see how each has its own character. In Ottawa, it's Gothic spires, turreted roofs, parks, and trees. In Toronto, it's steel and glass skyscrapers clustered along the lakeshore with a single tower, the tallest one in the world, dominating everything. It's almost like an island in the sky. And as the sun drops lower, there's a view that takes your breath away. As darkness descends, Vancouver becomes a jeweled city nestled between the mountains and the sea. And Victoria, with its lovely inner harbor, as sedate and dignified during the day as the queen it was named for, becomes a fairyland when the sun goes down.
The nation that is Canada is a most unusual mixture, a potpourri of contrasting ethnic backgrounds, of colorful pageantry, of long-established traditions. All different, but all uniquely Canadian. And more is our land. From the mountains to the seas, from the prairies to the tundra, this is her fair domain.
Comme l'enfant Canada, tes montagnes, tes villes et tes mers sont tout ce que j'aime.
People from around the world have settled in your land. For their heritage and Canada they stand
side by side and hand in hand.
Wow, that was so cool hearing that again. Great flashback. I think the biggest memory I had as a kid seeing that was the horses when the cavalry came out and started circling the theater as you're turning around in the circle vision and seeing them all around you and then going into that song. And okay, guys, we do this every so often, so here we go. Here's a nerd test for you. Are you a Disney nerd? I'm putting my hand up because, yes, I know the words to the songs, both versions. And I also know the French versions, too, the French words. Now, I see a lot of hands out there with you guys, too. Yes, we are the Disney nerds. Okay, guys, so now when Martin Short was announced to be on the new movie, I don't think I was expecting it to be bad. I was just expecting it to be different, and I was not disappointed. We saw it for the first time, and it was incredible up to and including the Fast Pass for Soarin'. That was incredible. That was one of the best jokes in it, and everybody got that at the time because Soarin' was the ticket to get, and still was probably for the next 10 years after that. Okay, guys, so here we go. Take it away, Canadian guy in the snow.
Canada, big, wide, and very, very cold.
What?
Here in the Great White North, it snows 24 hours a day.
No.
Every day of the year.
Excuse me?
Its frozen landscape is dotted with igloos.
Homes for
the vast majority of Canadians.
Would someone please
penguins
just
and polar bears prowl the permafrost,
stop
poaching
the
and plunder.
Thank you.
Of all the nerve.
Sorry to interrupt, but everything he said is wrong. You're completely wrong.
I am?
I mean, have you ever been to Canada?
Technically, no.
Uh-huh. You know, I think that these good people deserve to hear from someone who knows the true Canada. Someone who loves Canada, who grew up there.
Is Celine Dion here?
No, Celine Dion is not here. I'm referring to myself, Martin Short.
Hello?
Raised in Hamilton, Ontario.
Fine. I'll just go to the France Pavilion film, where they appreciate an invisible narrator.
Adieu.
That's French.
Now, I can show you the real Canada. My Canada. And there's lots to see. So let's go, shall we?
First stop, Niagara Falls. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Marty, those aren't American. And you'd be half right. This half, however, is in Canada. The spectacular Horseshoe Falls. Now, from one natural wonder to another, check out the Bay of Fundy in New Brunswick, the largest tide in the world. Now, this is low tide, obviously, when you can actually walk on the seafloor. But at high tide, you'd be 50 feet underwater. So time your watch very carefully, okay? From the East Coast, we zoom across 6 time zones to the West Coast. So keep your hands and feet inside the country at all times. Vancouver Island's spectacular Bouchard Gardens, inspiring visitors from around the world for over 100 years. But if you like your plants a little bigger, take a stroll through nearby Cathedral Grove. Some of the trees here are more than 800 years old. With sights like these, I'm sure it comes as no surprise that Canadians love the great outdoors. Especially these Canadians. I suppose the polar bears are a bit of a giveaway that we do get a little snow in Canada. But you know what? It doesn't slow us down. Not one bit. And okay, sometimes I do get a little excited about curling, but who doesn't?
Sweet! 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 Sweet!
In winter, skating is our favorite form of transportation, like here on the Rideau Canal in Ottawa.
I was practically born on skates. In fact, I just happen to have some footage from my glory days of peewee hockey.
Isn't it great that my parents owned a circle vision camera? What are the odds?
Don't pass it to Marty!
Hey, that's me!
Oh, he never scores!
Well, I think you can clearly see my early potential.
Sure, I could have gone pro. The dream of every young Canadian.
But I decided to go into comedy instead.
Looks like things are warming up.
But that's okay, because when the snow melts, Canadians are just as passionate about warm weather sports. Here in Nova Scotia, our passion is sailing. This is the home of the legendary Blue Nose, winner of 4 international races in her day. We're so proud of her, we put her image on a coral. Check it out the next time you accidentally get a Canadian dime in your change. Yes, Canadians do treasure nature and the great outdoors. And with such colorful small towns as Moose Jaw and Medicine Hat, some people might think we're rustic backwoods folks. But in fact, most Canadians live in cities. Come on, I'll show you. Here's beautiful Victoria, British Columbia. The architecture of this charming city is so inspired by its British heritage that you would swear you were in England. Victoria's nearest neighbor is Vancouver. This diverse cosmopolitan city is nestled between a rainforest, coastal mountains, and the Pacific Ocean. It's also home to Canada's exciting film industry. Now that's talent. Next stop is Calgary, gateway to the Rocky Mountains, where sophisticated city living is right around the corner from outdoor adventure. And if you visit in July, don't forget to pack your chaps and spurs.
The Calgary Stampede, in the saddle since 1912, with bucking broncos, wagon races, and bull riding.
Let me show you how it's done.
Get along, little doggy! From the height of the Rockies to the height of sophistication, Toronto.
This is a truly creative city, filled with theaters, museums, and nightlife. The highlight of the year is the Toronto International Film Festival, where stars and fans from all over the world arrive for premieres and parties.
C'est magnifique!
Oh, I know, you're probably thinking, hey Marty, what's with the French? Well, it's because now we are in Quebec, the cradle of French civilization in North America. Quebec City is the only walled city in Canada. but the largest city in the Provence du Québec is Montreal. In fact, it's the largest French-speaking city outside of France. Elle est très belle, non? A little help for the monolinguals in the audience. Merci. Montreal is the home of the little theater group you just might be familiar with. Cirque du Soleil was created on the sidewalks of Quebec by street performers in 1984. Today it has shows all over the world. And speaking of talented performers, here are a few other Canadians you might recognize. Aren't we missing the most glamorous one of all?
That's better. Well, I guess you could say entertainers are Canada's most important export. But let me introduce you to the real stars of Canada. The people who make up one of the most diverse countries in the world.
From our native people to our newest immigrants, we treasure that diversity. But no matter who we are, we're all proud to be Canadian. This would be a perfect place for a song.
I think so, don't you? Niagara Falls again. We've come full circle, and sadly, our journey has come to an end. Well, I just hope you enjoyed your tour of my Canada. But there's nothing like the real thing. So just walk outside the theater, hook a left toward that big silver ball, and keep walking due north. You can't miss it. Just tell them Marty sent you. Now, how do I get out of here? Because I have a fast pass for Soren. Hate to miss it. I need help!
So, you know, I don't think we ever found out if Marty ever got out of there or not. I hope he did. I'm sure he did. Whatever movie they're going to use to replace this one, I think is going to be fine. Disney's not going to put something in here that's going to be worse. Yes, I know you're all screaming Figment at me, but I don't think that's going to ever happen again. Before we go tonight, what we're going to do is play the audio from Reflections of China. We're going to go across the planet to China and listen to the 360 show they have over in the China Pavilion at Epcot. I know we've been talking about O Canada, but there are rumors, or there have been rumors actually for the past 5-6 years, that they've been filming a new China movie. And because it's a particular favorite of the co-hosts of the show, we're going to take every opportunity to bring you the China Pavilion's audio. Now, what's great about this is that the video is really cool to see parts of China, but again, it's very old. So we'd love to see what it looks like today. That makes the audio that much more enjoyable because we're not really relying on our eyes at all for this one. And listening to the poet, very relaxing. Listening to the music is very relaxing also. So without further ado, Sha Sha Suko de Sukao.
Ah, China. When one thinks of this magnificent country, one cannot help but envision the Wanli Changcheng, the Great Wall. It once stretched like a mighty dragon across 4,000 miles of China. Welcome. I am Li Bai, a poet of the Tang Dynasty, and I have returned to share with you reflections of my beloved China. Like this great wall, it winds like a road across timeless landscapes, but one can also find landscapes that are ever changing. Sophisticated, romantic. As Shanghai reflects modern China, historic Nanjing Road reflects modern Shanghai. Set your gaze across the Huangpu River, and you will find a new China that reaches for the sky. Yet in this city of East meets West, one can still find treasures of Shanghai's stately European influence. Even in the hectic pace of modern China, there is always time for Tai Chi, a tradition that has endured for centuries. Here on Huangshan, at the Sea of Clouds, painters and poets like myself have been inspired for generations. In China, we say, a poem in every painting, and a painting in every poem. We have had a long history. Much of it has been recorded in this fashion. However, it may be said that the history of the Chinese people is not written in ink, but with water. The mighty Yangtze River. A fellow poet once wrote, traveling against the currents of the Yangtze is more difficult than climbing to heaven. that may have been once true, but no longer. Traveled to Europe, they would now call Venice the Sucho of the West. So vast is China that even within her borders are many exotic lands and contrasts. From the serenity of Heavenly Lake to the busy night market of Urumqi. Here one discovers that Xinjiang province is home to many ethnic peoples with their own unique customs and their own unique cuisines. Out here in the Gobi Desert, one still finds travelers on the ancient Silk Road. The same road that over 700 years ago brought Marco Polo to these very gates. The gates of Jiayuguan, the extreme western end of the Great Wall. A visit to Inner Mongolia shows us a reflection of an earlier time. Here, the nomadic people still live much as they always have. Yunnan province, home to many of China's national minorities. The cultures of this province are as diverse as the landscape, like the Shaolin Stone Forest, one of nature's unique wonders. In the far northeast is Heilongjiang. Although winter here can last 6 months, the people celebrate by carving magical sculptures of ice. Macau. After 400 years, this exotic land of Portuguese charm is once more within China's borders. Enduring legacies that reflect our past. Everywhere one sees our history. Ancient treasures like the Nine Dragons Scream reflect our traditions. Dragons were a powerful symbol of the emperor's authority. For centuries, tombs of China's emperors have been watched over by these remarkable warriors of terracotta. And these figures of stone. And for 800 years, this intersection of three rivers has been protected by a silent sentinel, the giant Buddha of Nishan. One can find a living legacy of China's past in the world-famous Peking Opera. In the center of Beijing is perhaps China's greatest legacy, the Forbidden City. Imagine courtyards that could hold 100,000 members of the imperial court. For 500 years, this vast walled city was the home of 24 emperors, the sons of heaven. But today, all the world can pass through this gate. To a place of unique beauty called Reed Flute Cave. The same forces that shaped these pillars of stone have done a more remarkable job directly above us. Unsurpassed in all of China. Countless artists and poets have struggled to capture the unique beauty of this region. The Li River winds like a silver snake through these scattered dragon's teeth. I once wrote, "Whoever looks on this loses himself in eternity." We have seen many reflections of China, but the true face of China can be found in our people. Part, but I hope you will return to China someday. A wave of the hand now, and I am gone. Lowering my head, I dream that I am home. Until we meet again, Zaijian.
Thank you for watching the show. In China, we say Zaijian, that means goodbye and see you again. So, Zaijian. Zaijian, xiexie. Thank you for watching.
I almost have to have that meditative exhale after listening to Reflections of China. I think it's an incredible movie in both the audio and the video, and it came across just so well listening to it one more time. I hope you guys had a good time tonight listening to O Canada and Reflections of China. But before we go, Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram @thedisneynerdspodcast, and Twitter @thedisneynerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 301, Sounds from the Parks. Special Goodbye, O Canada, Martin Short's version. This is Ed, and for all the Disney nerds, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token.